Jane Day, full breakfast, everything Mackaywood Sundays. Welcome to Wednesday morning. Our top today, around 29 degrees for Mackaywood Sundays.
Now, Jay, for the last year or so, we've had our Embrace partnership with the community group, which is the Trudy Crowley Foundation. Great organisation, helps people out and their families when they're battling through cancer.
Of course. Now, you know, one thing that I was really interested in seeing, they've got a special guest coming to Mackay to do a whole range of talks at different businesses like Komatsu, M&P Services, Hastings Deering today, Trudy Crowley Foundation around 11:30 a.m. Clay Watts is joining us in the studio, and it's all about knowing your body, knowing your normal, particularly men. Clay, good morning to you, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Know your body, know your normal. Where did that come from, and why are you so inspired to talk about that?
It's from the Trudy Crowley Foundation, and I got it from my good friend Jackie. And I think it's a pretty good catch cry, because as a cancer survivor, I've found that when you do, your body's made to tell you that something's wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
And a lot of guys in general, when they do find something on their body or feel something's not right, they tend to avoid going to see a doctor, when that's arguably the worst thing you could do.
Do you think it's because we're scared of what's going to happen?
I think
beforehand,
so.
Beforehand?
I think so. A bit of pride there as well. If you've got something not right on your inside, you're not feeling right, you've got a sore stomach, you've got a lump where there shouldn't be a lump, you need to get it checked out as soon as you can.
You did mention your cancer battle.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what cancer did you have, and what were the symptoms that you had picked up before you sought help?
Well, I was diagnosed with the locally advanced pancreatic cancer, which is arguably one of the worst cancers. It hasn't got a very good success rate.
Yeah.
About 5 to 8% won't make it to 5 years once you're diagnosed with that cancer. My 5 years comes in June, touch wood. But I was in the army at the time, and I was doing a course in Brisbane for the army. It was 4.5 years ago in 2018. And I went to bed that night after doing some training that day, and I had a sore stomach all sort of night. It was enough to keep me awake, but it wasn't that bad.
Right.
And I wasn't sure what it was, because I thought it must be something I ate, because I wasn't drinking at the time. I sort of stopped drinking for months. So I was getting fit. I was as fit as I'd ever been as a 48-year-old at the time. And the next day I went in to the classroom, because I was doing the course in the army, like I said, and one of my friends said, "Oh, you're looking yellow." And I'm going, "All right." And I said to my other friend, "Do I look yellow?" And he goes, "No, you look fine." And I go, "Well, I don't feel fine." And that was on a Friday. Then I went home the whole weekend, started getting worse and worse. And come Monday, I saw the doctor, and then they said, "Yeah, you got jaundice." And jaundice is one of the symptoms of pancreatic cancer.
Right.
And long story short, I got checked out, did a scan, and they found a tumor on my pancreas. I did all the chemo for that. I saw a surgeon, and I'm from Canberra now, and he was like, "Well, there's not much we can do. Plan your funeral."
Wow.
And
that must have been absolutely devastating to hear that.
Well, I was sort of expecting it, because when you sort of get online and you start Googling all the symptoms and everything, and how you don't sort of expect that you're going to have pancreatic cancer when you're a youngish guy. And for whatever reason, I got it. But so that was very humbling for me. I sort of said to him, "Well, is there anything I can do?" You know, and he goes, "Well, you're young and you're fit." And so fitness was everything, because I was quite fit. I was doing the CrossFit at the time. And, you know, I wasn't drinking, like I said, and trying to eat healthily and everything like that. But I still got diagnosed with this. And I did the chemo. I did a radiation trial. And long story short, so it's inoperable, because it's around the portal vein, which is the main artery. And that's one thing with pancreatic cancer. If you get it too late, like I did, it's not very...
Too far gone.
It's too far gone most of the time. And same with ovarian cancer sort of thing with women. You don't sort of notice it till it's too late.
So
a lot of the time.
And that's the message. So when you see something, when you feel something, and it doesn't add up, whatever it is...
Well,
even though it's best to get that checked out, even if it's nothing.
That's right. And that's know your normal. So if your body's not feeling the way it usually should be feeling, there's something wrong. There is something wrong. and get it checked out as soon as you can. And like I said previously, just before I was talking to somebody, and we just sort of said, it's not all about you. It's about the people who love you.
Yeah.
And everyone's got someone who loves them.
Yeah.
Or exactly something. Right. Could be a dog or a cat, but it's not all about you.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to go get yourself checked out, you're letting them down as well.
Do it for them.
So you got to do it for them, you know?
Well, with women, they expect you to women to check their breasts, obviously breast cancer. For guys, testicular cancer, it's always good to just check there as well. There is a point, obviously, where it's just playing with yourself.
I knew you'd go there.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it.
You've got to do that. You've got to do that.
It's always good to do it in the shower. Yeah.
But that's why your message, and we laugh about it, but Dave does it far too much. But your message when visiting places like DGH Engineering, ABC Engineering, Heavy Engineering, Dally Bay, and the Men's Shed, it's about not having that stigma of being embarrassed, putting that
it's exactly side. Right. And it's been going on for too long.
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk for hours about my experiences or from my father, for example. He's a lovely man, and he got an opinion from a doctor. But the thing is, you don't get one opinion, you get three opinions.
Mm. And you know your body better than the doctor does.
Well, you always will.
Yeah.
And doctors are human.
Yeah.
You know, they have a good day or a bad day. You might miss something. And then, you know, and unfortunately, he passed away from stomach cancer about 20 years ago.
Mm.
And that's just how it was back then. It was only 20 years ago, but, you know, he was a bit of fear of going and seeing the doctor. You don't want to know, but better to go and see him early than it is waiting, and then it's too late because you go from stage one to stage four cancer. Well, not even necessarily cancer. It can be anything, you know, heart or whatever. You just get on top of it early because it's not just about you. It's about everyone who loves you. And men don't like the L word too much, but there are people who love everyone, and you got people in your life who love you, and you need to make sure they're looked after as well by looking after yourself.
Clay, I work opposite somebody and have done for nearly 15 years, who often puts off the doctors because it'll be fine. That's a prime example of what not should happen. If something does change, you have to get onto it ASAP, Dave. Are you listening to that?
I am definitely listening to Clay, yeah. Mm. It's and I think that's why you use humour to get around those hard topics.
Well, you have to.
Half the battle with all, like, any serious illness is the mental battle, is that you need to be, try and stay positive, and that's half the battle straight away. It's 50% of it.
And keeping as strong as you can mentally.
Glass half full mentally and doing everything you can to stay sane.
Mm.
And you got to have a joke about it because, well, there's no other option.
Yeah.
And we did see that at the Touch of Teal soiree last year when we first met Earl, who's here in the studio with us as well.
Mm.
And he was just open about his journey. But I think, and the way that he did it too, was breaking down that stigma with a bit of humour to make it not a taboo subject. Because if you're not affected by cancer or any kind of cancer or disease, you will know somebody who is.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that's it's touching all of us.
Everyone's been touched some way, shape or form by it. And like what I was talking to Earl today, and Earl even mentioned it about the bowel testing kits that, you know, comes in the mail. And everyone, I can guarantee you, half the blokes in, I'll say, Mackay, I've thrown them straight in the bin.
Yeah. I did mine straight away.
Yeah.
And
No, seriously.
Well, you did yours? You did yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
you got to freeze your poo.
But there's a big... Oh, God. There's a big chunk of people who wouldn't do that, though. They would throw it in the bin going, I don't need that.
I wouldn't know how many people did do that. I know a lot of guys would have.
Yeah.
And women, too. A lot of people. But when you hit 40, that's when you need to get checked.
Yeah.
Especially blokes with their prostates and everything like that. No one likes anyone touching that part of your body if it's not your partner
other.
Or something. But
exactly right.
And it's all pretty discreet. And just go get it done, and then you can walk away and go, I'm good for another four or 5 years.
It's not like something you can do. You ask your mate to do for you.
I had a testicular checkup at a doctor's surgery here in Mackay once, and halfway through the examination, the guy said, I listen to your breakfast show every morning.
Yeah.
you left that moment to tell me that.
Yeah.
But we had a good laugh, but at the same time, it was there for an important reason. And the doctor did say that this is what all men should be doing, even if it's just a preventative thing, and that, like, you may walk away with just a bill for the doctor, but that money is well spent because your health is in good check.
100%. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, good information. Great to see that you're in Mackay to talk to businesses like DGH Engineering, Dave. We had MMP Services, Max and the team. Love those guys.
Yeah.
Dally Bay, Men's Shed. It really is important. Check yourself, folks. Know your body. Know your normal. Clay, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Jay and Dave for Breakfast. Hear that again, by the way, on the listener app. Jay and Dave for Breakfast.